The government's pulled another lever to try to slow the runaway housing market, requiring the Reserve Bank to take house prices into account. National says the move's far too late, and a senior economist warns it'll have little short-term impact. But the government argues it's just another piece of the puzzle. Our political reporter Charlie Drever has the details.
House prices have been skyrocketing, making it harder to get a foot on the housing ladder. Attempting to fix the crisis late last year, the finance minister floated the idea that the Reserve Bank should consider its decision's impact on housing. But the bank's governor, Adrian Orr, said it wasn't necessary and there could be adverse trade-offs. But Grant Robertson forged ahead and says today's changes make the government's expectations clear.
They now have to not only take into account the government's objectives around housing, but be very clear and transparent in how they've done that.
The Reserve Bank will keep its targets to maintain stability in consumer price inflation and contribute to maximum sustainable employment. The minister also asked for advice on how the bank would use debt-to-income ratios and whether interest-only mortgages should be restricted. The Reserve Bank says today's decision is in line with its advice to the government, and Adrian Orr makes no apology for the bank's role in stimulating the economy to date. He told MPs in the hour before today's announcement was made, the central bank's already making moves to cool the housing market.
We're aware that at times we will be pushing pressure upwards or downwards, but remember we've got instruments beyond just the monetary policy. We also have financial stability, and we are watching very carefully. In fact, we acted very recently around constraining the borrowing capability of individuals by increasing the loan-to-value ratios, particularly for investors.
One of National's finance spokespeople, Andrew Bailey, says the minister should have made the changes months ago.
I think it's absolutely unfortunate that we've had a minister who has just basically sat around for some months when it was quite clear there was a path to do this.
Westpac chief economist Dominic Stevens doubts the new requirements will have any substantial effect.
The government has asked the Reserve Bank to assess the impact that its interest rate policies, its monetary policy, is having on the housing market. And look, having to assess it really isn't going to make a huge difference. So there'll be a small impact on how the Reserve Bank runs its financial policy and no real change to how it runs monetary policy.
Grant Robertson agrees it's not a silver bullet.
We have to be able to address both supply and demand. This is one aspect of our policy approach. There is much more to come.
Further measures to cool the market and possibly further boost supply are expected to be announced by Mr. Robertson next month, after being delayed by the latest COVID outbreak. From Parliament, for Checkpoint, Cor Charlie Drever, DNA.